97. Now we are moving on in relation to blood and blood donation. People aged 18 to 34 are being urged to become blood donors as the Irish Blood Transfusion Service seeks to replace an ageing donor base. The IBTS is encouraging people to register and donate at clinics across the summer to help meet the continued high demand for blood in hospitals. Director of Production and Hospital Services with the IBTS, Barry Doyle, joins me on the line now. Barry, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there.
Anna, thanks for having me on.
So I think the main one here is that people aged 18 to 34 are being urged to become blood donors. Why that age group? Why is there a seeking to replace an ageing donor base?
Yeah, it's just, well, I suppose we are looking for all ages, just to say, and we're also looking to diversify our donor base, so people of different ethnicities. But within our donor base, when we look at the spread across our donor base, it is an area that we would like to build up. Obviously, if somebody becomes a donor at a younger age, they have huge potential to donate many times over their life, should they wish to do so. And, you know, some of our donors can achieve great numbers of donations, 25, 50, 100 donations, which they receive awards for. And obviously, there's a patient at the end of, or multiple patients at the end of these donations. So, you know, we're really targeting that age category and other donors, but especially that age category, to build up that age category in our donor base.
Is there a current age profile of who currently donates blood the most? Would it tend to be an older age cohort?
It does tend to be older. If you look at the spread across, it tends to be that sort of 35, 40 to 50, 55 age category would be the most of our donors. And then we do have some people up to the age of 65, and some regular donors can go beyond the age of 65. But the bulk of them would be in the kind of age 40 to 50 category. And it tends to be people that are maybe a little bit more settled in life now and then find time to donation, whereas we're trying to push on the younger people. And we know people travel, etc. That's all very understandable, and have different things going on in their life, and might not be giving blood, mightn't be to the forefront of their mind. But we are reaching out to donors just to consider it if they can. To become a new donor, there's an eligibility quiz on our website, giveblood.ie. That's the recommended first step, is just to take the quiz. If anybody has any queries after doing the quiz, now the quiz will cover most situations, but they can call us on 1800 731 137, and they can speak to some of our donor services team there should they have any, you know, queries after doing the quiz.
And this call is coming across the summer. Is summer a particularly hard time for hospitals? Do they find that they do need more blood donations?
It's the demand is pretty constant, and it can fluctuate a little bit. This week now has been quite busy, so we're beginning to feel a bit of a pinch on the blood stocks. You know, the hospital activity doesn't really reduce too much, so while people's availability, for absolutely understandable reasons between holidays and trying to juggle work and all the summer activities, might decrease, our collections have been a little bit down in the last couple of weeks, but demand is pretty constant over the summer. So it's up to us and our donors to kind of keep up with that. There is, for our regular donors, they will get a text from us. And we have a few clinics in the Kildare area next week. Our regular donors will get a text for us. Ideally, we like donors to book in online, or they can phone us to book in. We do accept walk-in donors. So that's, you know, we understand people may not have had a chance to book in, and then on the evening they find that they're available. So we do accommodate walk-ins as well as best we can. But obviously, for everyone, for their donor experience, it's better if more people book in. Next week, we're in Naas for 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we're in Athy on Wednesday and Thursday. So we've a couple of locations in Kildare coming up. And obviously, we have a fixed centre in Dalier Street in Dublin City Centre. So if any of your listeners, you know, work in town or going into town, it's open Monday to Friday every week.
And you mentioned, of course, there are people on the other end who are receiving these blood donations. I mean, do you have the figures of how many people are benefiting from blood donations? I mean, possibly day in, day out, or by the weeks or months?
Oh, yeah, every day, 24 hours a day. You know, we're open 24/7 on the hospital services side of things. So It's about 180,000 units per year. It's about 130,000 red cells, 25,000 platelets, 20,000 plasmas. So when we get whole blood from our donors, we then process that and separate it into different blood components. And that means we can treat different patients who have different needs. So you're talking, it's around 80 to 90,000 patients. Any given year, we get, you know, the 180,000 units that get issued out. But it's about 2,500 red cells per week or 500 platelets, which are our two main products.
Wow. Brian, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning to let listeners know about the blood donation clinics and that call again for joining us. That is Barry Doyle, Director of Production and Hospital Services at the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Again, people aged 18 to 34 are being encouraged to become blood donors. But again, all ages are also recommended to give blood if they can. You can visit their website, giveblood.ie. They also do have their phone number, which is 1-800-731-137. And for those in Kildare, they are having the donation clinics in Naas from Monday to Thursday, and as well as one in Athy Wednesday to Thursday. And regular blood donors will be getting a text from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service about those times, and you are encouraged to make an